This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sane. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal yesterday. During this event, the Prime Minister inaugurated the key infrastructure projects, including the Indore Metro's first phase and the two regional airports, one in Satnara and the other one in Datia.
आज मध्य प्रदेश को पहली मेट्रो सुविधा मिली है इंदौर पहले ही स्वच्छता के लिए दुनिया में अपनी पहचान बना चुका है कुछ दिन पहले ही केंद्र सरकार ने रतलाम नागदा रूट को चार लाइनों में बदलने के लिए स्वीकृति दे दी है केंद्र सरकार ने इंदौर मनमाड़ रेल परियोजना को भी मंजूरी दे दी है आज मध्य प्रदेश के दतिया और सतना भी हवाई यात्रा के नेटवर्क से जुड़ गए हैं
Mr. Modi also released the first installment of the construction of 1,271 Atal Gram Seva Sadans, which will provide the permanent office infrastructure for the village panchayats and improve the local governance through the Atal Gram Suhasan Bhavan initiative. To honor the legacy of the Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar, a commemorative postage stamp and a 3,000 rupees coin was released. The National Investigation Agency has conducted the search operations at 15 locations in 8 states across the country in a Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, INA said that the researches were conducted at the premises of the suspects linked with the Pakistan intelligence operations in the states of Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam and West Bengal. The several electronic gadgets and the sensitive financial documents, along with the other indiscriminating materials, were seized during the searches. As per the NIA investigations, the suspects had connections with the NIA Pakistani operators and acted as a financial conduit for the carrying out of espionage activities in India. Ports, Shipping and the Waterways Minister Subhendra Sunnevall has embarked on a 5-day official visit to Norway and Denmark from Monday. During this Norway visit, the minister will address the high-level meeting on the oceans at the 60th edition of the Norse Shipping event at Oslo and the inaugurate of the first Indian Pavilion. The Indian Pavilion includes the dedication of pavilion in the National Maritime Heritage Complex and the engage of the global delegates on the India's 5,000-year-old civilization, maritime heritage, and the global linkages. Mr. Sunnevall, also chair with the India of the North Shipping Country Session, will hold the global outreach for the upcoming India Maritime Week 2025 scheduled from the 27th to the 31st of October in Mumbai. In a major political development in Nagaland, all 7 legislatives of the Nationalist Congress Party have emerged as a ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, raising the NDPP strength to 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Minister for the Parliamentary Affairs and the senior NDPP leader KG Kenia informed that the media in the last evening that NCP MLAs had experimented and submitted the merger implication of the assembly speaker who formally accepted it. Mr. Kenya said that the move strengthens the Chief Minister Nephew Rio's leadership and aligns with the legislatures and the state-centric party that is better positioned to address the local issues. Miss Thailand Opul Suchata was crowned the Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of the Miss World pageant held at the Hyderabad tonight. Ethiopia's Hasset Derje has stood first runners-up and Poland's Majar Karze has been declared the second runners-up. The All India Football Federation has announced a set of amendments in the regulations of the status of the transfers of the players, which will come into effect from today. The reforms focus on the enhancing of the player affairs and the supporting women's football and the youth football more effectively and improving the regulatory transparency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.